Good morning. Meeting will come to order. Clerk will take the roll. There is a quorum. Members, we have the minutes of the last meeting before us. Are there any corrections, additions, or changes to the minutes? Representative Beard moves approval of the minutes. Seeing none, all in favor of approving the minutes of the March 29th meeting, or excuse me, the March 22nd meeting, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The minutes are approved. Members, we are back with the budget resolution. The chair will move the KN-RES6 resolution. Members, this resolution is identical to the resolution we had last time, except for one thing. We have a cash flow account proposed of $351 million instead of $350 million, and a budget reserve of $652 million instead of $653 million. And the reason for that is I want to make sure there's no question about whether or not there's a problem for this being identical to the last resolution. And also, the state budget has grown somewhat since the last time we established the cash flow account, so having a little bit more in it to cushion cash flow might also make sense. Members, with that, I'll take discussion to the resolution.
Well, Mr. Chairman,
Representative Carlson.
Some time has passed since it was last before us, and, you know, we expressed some concerns about not knowing what road we're on. And if you could give us some indication, and that was part of the debate, you know, on in this committee and on the House floor, no idea what those targets may ultimately look like. You remember in committee here we talked about some interest that some in our caucus at least have with property tax relief. We talked a little bit about different approaches as to how that might take place. We talked about some other issues as well, and the point being this morning, being that we have virtually an identical resolution before us, where are we headed? I think I said we were buying a big enough hope, so I want to see if there's some more information that you could share.
Sure, Representative Carlson. Well, no, Representative Carlson, we're pretty much where we were before. As you know, the rules process says we first set the budget resolution on the total amount of spending, the amount in the budget reserve, amount in the cash flow account. This does that. Once we've established this and we know what we're working with, then we go forward to set up the targets. And so that's the process that we've done in the past. It's the process that we're looking at doing again this year. You raise a point in that perhaps we should have the process be different and should debate that when we set up the rules next time, but those are the rules that we have. Those are the rules we're operating underneath, and that's where we are, and so this is what I'm proposing today.
Yeah, and Mr. Chairman, I understand where you set targets separately, but we were looking for some positive signals, at least in terms of some of the things that we view as priorities that need to be done. And that's, I guess, where our difference of opinion lies. Maybe some others have some comments about where we may be headed, but that would be my main concern, lack of information.
Any other discussion? Mm-hmm. Representative, Hilty?
Well, Mr. Chair, I would just like to concur with Representative Carlson. I think that all we're really asking for here is the little peek at the pig in the poke.
Mr. Chair.
Well, I haven't really taken a completely good look at the pig myself, Representative Hilty, and so we don't really know what it looks like on our side either. But we feel that we should not be dipping into the tax relief account to fund further spending in a year when we've already established the budget for the 2 years. We shouldn't be dipping into the budget reserve or the cash flow account, and so we think that we can fund the emergency needs of the state adequately with what we have, and so that's why we're proposing this as an overall level. Representative Kelleher, I'm sorry, did you speak before?
No. I did want to recognition Mr.
Oh, okay. I couldn't see your hand. So Representative Kelleher.
That's fine, since I seem to be part of the mess that we're in here.
I saw Representative Hilty's hand. I didn't see your hand.
Okay.
So.
I think that, Mr. Chair, what Representative Carlson is saying is right on, and in terms of when we compare, sort of do a rough comparison between the governor's supplemental spending and investments versus this, you know, we have a pretty good idea of where the governor wants to take the state, and I think the question is we'd like a better sense of what carpet ride we're on over here in the House, because certainly in terms of an issue that's been important to many, many members of the body, and I think many Democrats, is the issue of education, and in terms of where the governor's supplemental level is at and what this may allow, I think it's skimpy at best. And so, I mean, we're just trying to see if you can lay some cards on the table. Maybe you have a way of doing this that folks will find really, really intriguing and interesting. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe there's a fee increase in here somewhere, or maybe there's some ideas of some funds that will be, you know, available that are not on the general fund line. But, Mr. Chair, it just is not really giving us the sort of information that we were hoping for when we made the motion, and when I made the motion on the floor, and members of our caucus, and actually I believe a couple members of your caucus voted with us.
Representative Seifert.
Mr. Chair, I guess what I would ask is, at what point would the people who have concerns vote for the budget resolution? Under what circumstances could I get at least get an idea of, is there any circumstance, and I don't know if you represent Cranky here, I'm just kind of wondering under what circumstance he might vote for it, but because I think it's a fair question, that no matter what budget resolution comes out, does it invest enough or spend enough, etc., do we need to give targets, and then is that enough information, or does it depend what they say, and then if that's not enough, you know, at what point are people going to be satisfied that, you know, we do this in a two-step process, the overall budget resolution and the targets, right, Mr. Chair?
Yes, that's correct.
So, you know, at what point is this document going to be, you know, is there an amendment that you want to offer that we could at least talk about and say, well, 228 is not good enough, we need 229, or are we just going to say no and have fun by rejecting this on the floor because we just want to say no to everything?
Representative Silbert.
Well, Mr. Chairman, it seems that it's kind of interesting that even though it was rejected last time, that we now have a $1 million difference in the cash flow account and the budget reserve. So we must be picking up one vote or someplace for a transfer from $1 million for one to another. That's interesting.
I thought that was you, Representative.
No, that wasn't me. I'm sorry. It's probably not from our side. But Representative Seifert, I think the issue that Representative Anderson Kelleher said to begin with is two things. You always build a budget from what the governor has indicated. And I think that even though I don't always agree with the governor on some issues, he has identified, I think, some extremely important investments that need to be done. And if they're not done, they probably won't be protecting society. Investments in keeping mentally ill and dangerous people out. Now, I don't know if his number is the right number or not, but he must have some information in his staff of that it's important to keep mentally ill and dangerous people off the street. The same thing is true with sexual predators. It's an investment that I think is important. I think, but the other thing is that I think what Representative Anderson Kelleher said is extremely important is what kind of fees are we going to have increased? There's been, I know, just two different bills that were introduced that I've been receiving a lot of emails on. One of them is a fee to increase the double the fee, I think, for deed tax. It's probably a fee. I mean, that brings in a substantial amount of money. If you look at the budget forecast, when they have the other column, that's a lot of that is depends upon real estate transactions. And if you double that, you're going to have a lot of extra money coming into the general fund. So is that what we're going to do? We're going to have that as availability and call it a fee and spend it and then not have a general tax increase, but we'll go around and say, well, this is just a fee increase. The other one is a kind of interesting one, is a big fee being proposed on divorce filings to be able to fund some other things that we have to be spending on. So I think if we're going to go down this road of saying, you know, how much do you want? Well, the question then is, how many more fees are we going to impose on people? And how many more proposals for fees are we going to have? That's the kind of information we need to have in front of us to make, hopefully, some good decisions on it.
Mr. Chairman.
Seeing no further discussion, all in favor of the Kenny and Dash, I'm sorry, Representative Carlson.
I just wanted to comment quickly before you vote. I happened to run across an old Chinese proverb this morning. If you don't change your direction, you may end up where you are headed.
Representative Carlson, I know that you're the former chair of the Education Committee, and I know the governor's proposed a Mandarin Chinese language initiative. I'm curious, will knowing that in Chinese be part of our new standards?
You'll have to ask the governor that question.
All right. Seeing no further discussion, all in favor of the KM-RES6 resolution, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion prevails. The resolution is adopted. Representative Seifert.
Mr. Chair, just quickly, I think Representative Solberg has some very good points on fee increases. Frankly, we had a big discussion last night. Representative Junkie had a fee increase on agriculture fertilizer products that squeaked out by one vote, with all DFLers voting yes, and I think two Republicans voting yes. So it is convenient to criticize people for fee increases, but I think Representative Solberg probably had the best point this session, in that they are getting out of hand. There are too many people that are coming in calling things fees and growing government by a different name. And when we have our state government bill, our committee is going to have a discussion about at least having a fee freeze this year and just giving the people of Minnesota a break for one session, just saying come back in the budget year. If you really have to fund something, be honest and raise taxes, or come back in the budget year and figure out some other way of paying for it. But we are getting out of control with fees in this state, and the state government committee is just going to have a broad-based proposal to say in the off year, you're going to have some good reasons to jack fees up. So I just want to say Representative Solberg had a very good point, and I frankly agree with him that we are getting too much into the business of just calling something a fee and growing government by a different name.
So I would say that I share those sentiments, Representative Seifert, and we will certainly be talking about that more in this committee. Representative Solberg.
And I also agree with Representative Seifert. We're having this big love in today, but he also said if there's a need, then be upfront, honest, and raise the taxes. And that's exactly what we're saying here. We don't know what the need is, but the governor has had some need on it, obviously. And just be upfront. You know, both Representative Krinke and I were very critical of the roundabout way that we built huge buildings on the Capitol area, because we didn't have enough intestinal fortitude to be upfront and say we need to pay for them in a direct way. And so consequently, what you end up getting is not as an unfair picture. And you also get sometimes government that you don't like.
Well, that, members, thank you very much. Means adjourned.